Boston music, news, entertainment with Power Breakfast. Your favorite weekday morning show on Power 91.3 FM, Beast TV, Channel 92 on Top Star, and live on Facebook. Power, power.
I annihilated all my competition, so there's no further challenges.
Power FM.
Game over.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government suspends cash for work, citing misuse and duplication of funds.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia captures 200,080 voters in phase one of mass voter registration exercise.
In international news, Uganda's Electoral Commission sets final date for general elections.
In sports news, Chris Chanda leads latest arrivals at Copper Queens camp ahead of Namibia clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shakaya Nasakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
The Ministry of Local Government has temporarily suspended cash for work program across the country, citing misuse and duplication of the funds. The suspension aims to facilitate a comprehensive review and reconciliation of its operations. Permanent Secretary for Administration Dr. Gabriel Pollin says the suspension will enable the ministry to develop a stronger system that prevents the misuse and duplication of government resources. Dr. Pollin revealed that the ministry owes 23 million kwacha in unpaid wages under the program, but assured that the funds have already been allocated to clear the arrears. He further disclosed that some beneficiaries who are already receiving support under other government initiatives, such as social cash transfer, were also enrolled for cash for work program, a situation he said must be corrected. Dr. Pollin emphasized that the review will help consolidate beneficiary data across ministries to ensure fairness and transparency in the implementation of social support programs.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that a total of 200,080 voters have been registered as of October 16, 2025, under phase one of the mass voter registration exercise. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said out of the total registered voters, 95,907 are new voters, comprising of 43,987 males and 51,920 females. Speaking during a media brief, Mr. Kasaro disclosed that the Copperbelt province recorded the highest number of new voters at 16,550, followed by Luapula province with 14,106.
The following is a provincial outlook of the new registrations for phase one. So this is the breakdown per province. I'll only speak to the totals. I think at some point, Copperbelt will share the statement that the detailed numbers can be extracted therefrom. So in terms of new registrations by province, in alphabetical order, so Central Province has recorded 5,148. Copperbelt Province, 16,550. Eastern Province, 7,973. Luapula Province, 14,106. Lusaka Province, 9,248. Muchinga Province, 3,990. Northern Province, 8,939. Northwestern Province, 8,244. Southern Province, 11,223, and Western Province, 10,486, bringing the total to 95,907.
Patriotic Front Faction Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda to serve 18 months jail term imposed on him last year by a magistrate. Today, the Lusaka Magistrate Court dismissed his appeal and upheld the 18-month conviction and sentence meted on him. Since he was not in court, the judges issued a bench warrant for his arrest. This is linked to a case in which he was found guilty of claiming that President Hakainde Hichilema was summoning judges at his private residence to coerce them into frustrating the Patriotic Front's legal battles and establishing a one-party state. Reliable sources have indicated that Nakachinda has handed himself over to authorities.
In another special development, over 100 former Zambia Railways Limited, ZRL, workers have been paid more than 38 million kwacha in terminal benefits covering the years 2023 to 2025. The payment of 36.1 million kwacha was made to 104 beneficiaries, including retirees, former contract workers, and families of deceased employees. ZRL Managing Director Cuthbert Malindi said the company, with support from the government through the Industrial Development Corporation, has cleared all outstanding benefits. Mr. Malindi says the move shows ZRL's commitment to honoring its financial and moral obligations to both current and former employees. He added that plans are in place to ensure future retirement packages are paid on time. He also thanked former workers for their patience and assured them that the new systems have been introduced to prevent delays in settling employee benefits. This is according to a statement issued by ZRL Manager Public Relations Sombe Ingunga.
In international news, Uganda's Electoral Commission on Tuesday said that 15th January has been set as a final date for the country's general elections. 81-year-old President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power since 1986, is seeking re-election in the polls. Now, Africa's fourth longest ruling leader, his government has changed the constitution twice to remove age and term limits. Former rebel Museveni has been credited with stabilizing Uganda, promoting economic growth, and combating HIV or AIDS. But critics denounce his government's suppression of political opponents, human rights abuses, and corruption scandals. Museveni's main contender is expected to be a pop star turned politician, Bobby Wine. Wine, whose real name is Robert, has capitalized on his singing fame to rally a large base of young voters. He stood against Museveni in the 2021 election and claims that the president won the vote through ballot stuffing, voter intimidation, bribery, and other electoral fraud. The president's ruling National Resistance Movement Party rejected the accusations. Six other candidates from smaller parties are also standing in the presidential race. Ugandans will also be electing members of parliament.
Still in international news, 8 days after Cameroon's presidential election, the National Vote Counting Commission released provisional results pointing to the victory of incumbent President Paul Biya. Commission said Biya arrived first with over 53% of the vote in front of his main opponent, Issa Chiroma Bakari, at 35%. These preliminary results are already disputed. Opposition candidate Issa Chiroma has been claiming victory for the past week. On Sunday night, he started releasing his own tally, which placed him in the first place with about 60% of the vote. Chiroma has called official figures inaccurate and called for greater transparency. We monitored Africa News in the following report.
8 days after Cameroon's presidential election, the National Vote Counting Commission released provisional results pointing to the victory of incumbent President Paul Biya. The commission said Biya arrived first with over 53% of the votes in front of his main opponent Issa Chiroma Bakari at 35%. But these preliminary results are already disputed in the country. Opposition candidate Issa Chiroma has been claiming victory for the past week. On Sunday night, he started releasing his own tally, which placed him in first place with about 60% of the votes. Chiroma has called official figures inaccurate and called for greater transparency. The controversy has stirred tensions in Cameroon. Demonstrations erupted across the country in recent days, with some protesters accusing authorities of electoral fraud. In several major cities, protests ended in clashes with security forces. The Constitutional Council should publish official results by October 26. If validated, the outcome would see Paul Biya extend his 42-year rule at the helm of Cameroon. At 92 years old, Biya is already one of the longest-serving leaders in Africa.
More news still to come on Power FM.